Last night, you may have even gone to bed last night being unaware of this. You may have seen some of the TV networks flashing some of this news, but there was an attempted car bomb attack on the Merrylands police station. Happened just after 7. Man in his 60s parked his car in a driveway outside the police station. Now, when officers approached the vehicle, and it was one female police officer in particular who noticed something wrong and approached, unfortunately, what happened as they approached the vehicle, this bloke then would seem set it on fire. The officers were able to extinguish the blaze before a group of gas bottles also went up. So what we're talking about here, this is a car that moved towards the entrance to the garage of the police station. So presumably what we're talking about is someone using a very crude car bomb, where you use gas bottles and flame to try to get into that police station, into that underground police station. Initially, of course, everyone thought the worst, that it was a potential terrorist incident. The police are saying they're not looking at it as a terrorist incident, but they're keeping an open mind. They say the man's known to them. He's said to suffer from mental illness but has no known terrorist links. But it does raise questions, doesn't it, about security around our police stations. Merrylands police station's been subject to threats in recent times. And then also, what we've described as the second wave, where people, maybe they're people who've been radicalised, or people who've got nothing to do with radical Islam,
either mentally unbalanced or they're disaffected with their role in life, and they want to carry out a revenge attack, and they pick up the idea, that notion of a lone wolf attack, from what they've seen elsewhere around the world.
Okay, Warren Reed's a former ASIS intelligence officer who knows about these things, and would obviously his mind would be turning to what you do about this stuff and how you can protect against it. He joins us on the line now. Warren, good morning.
Morning, John.
Warren, thanks for joining us. Would you agree that the events of last night just prove how hard it is for police and counter-terrorism officers to prevent lone wolf attacks?
Oh, absolutely. The police and our intelligence agencies have been overloaded for a long time. Attacks by people who are obviously mentally unstable have been going on for years and years. But what's new now is we have so much graphic footage on television day after day of terror attacks overseas. I mean, look at what's happened in the last fortnight, Nice, Germany, etc. So a lot of people who are mentally unstable get the idea from that, and off they go and do something like this. How can we protect against it? It's extremely difficult. Australia traditionally isn't a society that dobs people in, but we may need a new number. We have the 1800-123-400 number for possible terrorist activity. We might need another number like that, which people can call if they feel someone in their circle, in their family, maybe a neighbour, whatever, is mentally unstable and may be likely to do something like this.
Warren,
this is horrible, but we have to do it.
Warren, we had Malcolm Turnbull yesterday come out and say he wants to see greater information sharing among our intelligence agencies so that they can identify what they fear the most, which is a lone wolf attack, because they can never see it coming. Do you think our intelligence agencies at the moment are cooperating fully enough with one another?
Yes, I do. I do. There's so much more integration between agencies now that it's almost unbelievable for old-timers like myself, where it wasn't like that. We tended to have silos and very little connectivity between them. But yes, I think that system is fairly refined now.
The problem for them, though, is their most dreaded sort of scenario is the lone wolf attack, because you just can't see it coming.
No, can't see it coming. And if we think we can, by expanding surveillance of the society, we lose the very democracy we're trying to protect. This area is full of potential contradictions for any democratic society. It's a horrible situation.
So what do we do? Do we turn our police stations into fortresses?
No, we can't do that. You know, this question has come up with Merrylands. Merrylands has been attacked before. But if you put security cordons around police stations that make it more difficult for people to get in, then it makes it harder for the police to do their job properly. We can't turn police stations into fortresses. We just can't. I think probably what we'll see coming out of this might be a new number that links mental health with possible terrorist attacks. a number that people can call. I think that's the first place we'll go to. And mental health authorities being more linked into the police and intelligence agency system.
What you are calling for, though, is a pretty fundamental shift in the Australian character. I mean, there are some people who say that we already are a nation of dobbers, but you're calling on Australians to really get actively involved in dobbing in a neighbour or an acquaintance or anyone they may know if they see something or anything that's slightly suspicious.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing to have to say, but that's true. I mean, where else do we go in an attempt to save the populace from attacks like this, terror-inspired or lone wolf ones? Where else do we go? What else can we do? Mm. It's horrible, but this is the only way we can protect a democratic and very free society.
Does that mean, though, that the terrorists are winning already? Because they're changing us, aren't they?
Yes, to a limited degree they are. But more important than that is how we protect our citizens.
It's interesting you say that, because we laughed, didn't we, about the... we didn't laugh, but people were lampooning the old be alert, not alarmed, and the setting up of the terrorist hotline all those years ago. I'm assuming it's worked well, because police aren't going to say, Joe Bloggs living at this address gave us this information that led to these arrests. We can only presume they are getting that information, and so people aren't going to ring a terrorist hotline if some poor man is going a bit...
talking to himself and saying he's going to carry out an attack on the coppers.
That's right. Yeah. So they don't think that, well, this isn't a terrorist thing, so you're saying there might be a more appropriate number that should be set up.
Yeah, a mental health one.
Makes sense, doesn't it? I think.
It does, but what else do we do? You know, there aren't many arrows left in our quiver.
Yep.
This is the last one we've got. It's horrible, but this is what we have to do.
Well, for a start, we can actually stop continuing this practice where we try and prevent these people from leaving Australia, because they sit here and they simmer away, they infect others with their ideology, and they're the ones who are thinking about carrying out these sorts of attacks. Why don't we just let them get on their planes and go to Syria?
Yes, that's an interesting question. It's not as straightforward as that, just letting them go. I mean, some may leave Australia technically and stop off in Indonesia and get mixed up with some group there. Really, stopping them here is the better practice, rather than letting them go.
Really?
It's tempting to let them go, but better to have a known factor, a known quantity here, than floating around overseas.
Yeah. All right. Warren Reid, very interesting. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Warren Reid there. Now just the situation, I mean, we're talking there, this is this ongoing argument over whether people who are being radicalised by Islamic terror and Islamic terror groups should be allowed to go to Syria. But I think he's raised a separate and quite interesting question for all of us. If there are people who are struggling and might be making threats and nothing to do with terrorism, you wouldn't think to ring the terror hotline, but maybe there should be somewhere that you can ring anonymously and say, look, this person, I think for their own protection, I just let you know.
Gee, I tell you what, that's a huge step towards another authoritarian sort of society. Look, I'm worried about this bloke down the street. He's a bit nuts. Really? We're going to get into that territory?
Well,
why don't we just wave the white flag and say, just have it, take it all?